You're listening to the WIT Online EduPod series. WIT Online partners with faculty, staff, and students to enhance the curriculum by developing and delivering flexible and innovative online learning experiences. The WIT Online EduPod series includes conversations with the Wentworth community on topics in online teaching and learning.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kiana Skitwith from Wentworth Online, and I will be your host for today's podcast. We are so glad that you're tuning in from wherever you are. Today, I'm very excited to have Abby Pober and Becky Smith join me from Wentworth's Center for Cooperative Education and Career Development, also known as Co-ops and Careers. This month, we are speaking about virtual co-op and career opportunities, more specifically sharing reflections from Wentworth's first Co-ops and Careers virtual fair that took place this past spring semester, which included over 70 employers engaging with and interviewing students across various majors. Before we get started, I would like to take a moment to welcome Abby and Becky to the show and have them introduce themselves to our listeners.
Hi, Kiana. Thank you so much for having us. This is Abby Pober. I am the Assistant Director for Systems and Marketing over in Co-ops and Careers.
And I'm Becky Smith. I'm a Co-op and Career Advisor in Co-ops and Careers, and I work with Business Management, Computer Information Systems, Industrial Design, and Applied Math students. Today, I'm joining this show to represent all the Co-op and Career Advisors on our team.
Great. Let's get into the questions, shall we? What can we expect at a virtual co-ops and career sphere?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. And I think it can be a little bit confusing for folks, especially because there's so many different career fair platforms. And so ours at Wentworth in the spring happened and will again happen in the fall with some improvements that we'll talk about later. It happened within our WITWORKS system. And so if you don't know what WITWORKS is, that's our on-campus job board that it's run by a company called Simplicity, and we partner with them. It's an exclusive job board for our students and alumni. But what you can expect is sort of an online portal where there's a listing of employers and the jobs for which they are hiring, whether it's a co-op or a full-time role. And it generally speaking, ours in the spring occurred during a set window of time. We picked the general window that we use for the in-person fair, which was from 3 to 6. And this is true for both our fair and other fairs as well. An employer can have multiple representatives attend. And so that can look like an organization has one space for themselves from the time window that they're going to be there, and they have representatives switch out. Or they'll have one person there for the entire time, or they might have multiple representatives. In our case, you would see multiple listings for that employer. So let's just say Wentworth was hiring from three different departments. You might see three Wentworth representatives, or from Raytheon, or whichever organizations you're looking to work for. In the spring, our experience was entirely chat-based. And so students would message with representatives. These are kind of short conversations, and the employers would have a queue of students on their end that they could see waiting for them. And so when one conversation closed, they would go and start the next conversation. And that's true for generally most virtual fairs, and that's how ours worked in the spring. And yeah, so it's really an online experience for you to kind of quickly chat and ask questions about specific opportunities that you're interested in with employers. Does that answer your question, Kiana?
Yes, it does. Can you share your experience with organizing and hosting Wentworth's first virtual fair?
Yeah, so it wasn't just the first virtual co-op and career fair for Wentworth. It was one of the first that was hosted in the country when all of this happened. And schools across the world transitioned virtual. So here in the United States, at least, we were one of the very first schools to host a virtual fair. And that actually happened pretty quickly. I was really impressed with the way Wentworth sort of supported us and our employers supported us in this transition. We had our in-person fair was scheduled for March 17th. And so funnily, we thought, and I can remember having conversations on maybe March 5th, where we were still thinking we were going to have an in-person fair. And right around March, I don't know, I think it was like March 12th or so, we knew that we weren't going to be having that conversation anymore. And so we quickly switched to this virtual experience. And Simplicity or WITWORKS, the system we use, had a virtual system that we learned needed some work, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But basically, it was really quick. Like, we reached out to our employers and we said, hey, we're going to have to do a virtual event. Are you comfortable? We moved it out a few more weeks. We had it, it was March 30th. So we pushed it out about 2 weeks so that we had a little bit of time. We had employers re-register for the event so that we didn't assume that any employer who was signed up for the in-person fair would be coming to the virtual fair. And then we marketed it out to students. We transitioned everything and we got the word out. And I was just really, planning a virtual event was an interesting experience because we learned that these kinds of things can kind of be put together more rapidly for a couple of reasons. One, what you see now is that the lack of travel is kind of a double-edged sword where it means that people are much more likely to be willing to sign up for a virtual event because they know the exact amount of time that they're going to be there. So there's no commute, there's no nothing like that. There's no, I got to get home for this obligation or whatnot. So they know the time frame, but at the same time, they're less likely to commit way out in advance. And so that was something that we kind of learned in the process, was that we really had to plan in a shorter window of time, because 2 months from now, somebody might say like, oh, I can't attend that virtual event anymore. But the other things that we learned were that video capability is super important. It's not that a fair needs to be something where students and employers are only chatting virtually, but a hybrid of the situation where there is a chat-based functionality that then can transition into video if the conversation is going well. And then some other things, like it's really important for both the employer and the student to A, know the name, have the name visible in the chat window of who they're speaking with, and have a really clear indication of the time left on the chat, and also what place you are in a queue. So students are kind of sitting there and they could be trying to speak with, let's say, 10 different employers in a 3-hour time span, and one employer could have a really, really long line, just like in an in-person fair. And so it would be it's helpful for the students to know if they're, you know, 15th in place with Raytheon, but they're second in place with a local HVAC organization, and so they can kind of manage their time and figure out if they can go and speak with that other organization now while they're waiting, or if they need to not engage with somebody else. And so making it clear what students need to plan for was a big lesson learned. And so those are all things that we provided feedback to the organization that runs our system and said, you know, look, you really need to make these improvements for us to be willing to host another fair on your platform. And the really good news is that they took that to heart, along with a few other schools who use this platform, and we're going to see those improvements for the fall event. And so we're really excited to see the ability to add in Zoom links for employers to invite students and really see these tangible improvements that I just shared with you.
Amazing. I didn't even know how that, you know, the capability of the system can adapt in a way to have both the employer, those representatives, as well as the students, to engage in a way like that. So thank you so much for sharing that information.
Yeah, we're really excited. Hopefully it's going to get released soon. So I'm excited to kind of dive in and play with the new functionality and see how we can improve the experience for everybody.
That's wonderful. Becky, can you walk us through the virtual search experience? And also share the types of online and virtual opportunities that are available to students?
Sure, absolutely. So the virtual search experience is different in some ways, and in other ways, it's still similar to searching for a job that would be traditional and on-site. Ways in which it remains the same is, fortunately, already there's a lot of job searching that happens online, and the jobs are still posted online. That's a good place to go. What's different now is that there are fewer postings online. That doesn't mean the opportunities are necessarily gone. It's just that companies are a little more cautious about what to say and how to post it. It may take a longer time to get authorization to have a virtual co-op or a virtual employee and figure out the interview process. We saw a lot of that in March, April, May, as students were getting into the summer co-op season or trying to land jobs upon graduation, trying to land jobs for the summer. I think that companies have been gradually adjusting. And as much as right now there's still some uncertainty regarding what the fall will look like, I think that enough time has passed that many employers have a better sense of what they can do and how they can mitigate risks regarding health and wellness in the face of COVID-19. I think just as Wentworth has had experience now going online and operating online, and I've seen many students adjust really well. I've seen many staff members and faculty members adjust well. I think the companies are seeing that too. So what you're finding now is a situation where on one hand, you do some of the same things you used to do. Go to the job sites, Indeed.com, WitWorks, our own platform, go to Glassdoor, go to your usual sites, but also find ways to keep meeting new people and developing new relationships with people in the field. It's really important, especially in the face of a bit of uncertainty. I, as a hiring manager, may say, gosh, I really could use some help and I really miss my intern from last year. I'd love to have a new one, but I'm just not quite confident I could get someone in who could adjust well working virtually. However, if I get approached by a friend of my former intern introduces me to somebody, I'm going to be more confident about at least talking with them and getting to know them. And then if I feel good about them as a candidate, I'm more likely to really advocate to bring in a new intern who will be completely virtual. So what we are encouraging is a combination of those tactics. As far as the types of opportunities our students have been finding, there have been a couple variations. Some students are able to take on roles, and new graduates are able to take on roles that are very similar to what they would have done as a co-op 2 years ago or 6 months ago. Other students have found that they otherwise would have had roles on sites that are, for one reason or another, not available right now. So instead, they've opted to do other projects. Wentworth has done a really good job for the summer term of creating student projects, interdisciplinary teams of students tackling some of the problems and addressing some of the impacts of COVID-19. And we are in the planning phases for the fall. It's very likely that there will be similar projects and opportunities offered through Wentworth, which can be done remotely. So it provides a lot of opportunity for our students. There are some industries like construction management where there wasn't a whole lot to do virtually. Now that the field has opened up a bit more, there are fewer restrictions. We expect for the fall that there will be more opportunities that are actually on site. What is nice about all of this is that Wentworth can be understanding, and we as co-op advisors can be understanding, have those one-on-one conversations with students about what is their comfort level with working on site versus working virtually. Some students have found that they're actually really productive living at home, and they're more comfortable and contributing more by working virtually. And again, they've got some experience now with having taken classes online. So that helps them build those skills. Other students really would prefer to be on site. And in that case, sometimes we just sort of verify that, talk through any potential risks and how to mitigate them. We also talk with students about how to discuss with employers what measures they have in place to keep their employees safe. Really feeling strongly, the more you know, the more informed your decisions can be.
I totally agree with you, Becky, that now students can apply and build skills working remotely or fully online if they choose to, and that employers are now starting to customize their job descriptions and qualifications so students can have the opportunity to function and do well while even keeping them safe during a pandemic. So let's take a moment to reflect on the virtual co-op and careers fair. What type of resources were students provided to be successful?
Well, we had extra drop-in hours for students to talk with co-op and career advisors. And what we discovered was there were really two buckets of information that the students needed. So we prepared two types of guides. One guide prepared by Abby for the most part was sort of the tactics and the tips for how to navigate the online platform where we held a virtual fair. Also tips regarding preparation, what to have in front of you before you go online for these chat sessions with employers. The other handout that we created was really specifically about these conversations over chat, how to students benefited from knowing how to get the conversation started, how to demonstrate that they had done their research on the company, what types of questions to ask, how many questions are too many questions, and then how to close that conversation and leave the door open for follow-up. So in some ways, it was similar to a traditional job interview where you always want to have some questions ready so that you can demonstrate that you are interested. But with a chat environment, it's really important to know what to expect and know how to steer that conversation and navigate that conversation. Oh, you know what I would also say, Kiana, is in terms of resources for students for a virtual fair that includes video, we do have a handout regarding how to prepare for a video interview, which I'm sure will be used in the future.
Yes, indeed. Preparation is key no matter what platform you're using. If you're doing it face-to-face, over the phone, or through video, it's important to prepare, do your research, and have those questions ready for your potential employer. On that note, does the Center for Co-ops and Careers plan on shifting any of your student services to online or offer any future virtual student events?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And so for just so everybody knows, all of our services are now virtual. And so you can make an appointment with your co-op and career advisor. You can meet with them just as you normally would in the office. You can choose to do it over video with Zoom or over the phone, however is best for you. So that we did right away. Another thing that we've been doing this summer is something called Inside Industry Right Now. So these are hour-long Zoom sessions with employers, sometimes alumni, and they're really targeted specific industry and major. And so certain groups of students will be interested in one specific event, and they'll get a smaller setting for them to learn a little bit about what's going on. A lot of times these conversations are sort of focused on how an organization or the industry as a whole have adapted to these COVID times and this kind of transition to remote working and or even transition to different supply chain needs and how they're kind of addressing those concerns out in industry with the resources and supplies that they have in their own spaces. So that's sort of what we're doing this summer. And so take a look out for those. We're planning them. I just saw, I think, two emails over the last 24 hours come through with new employers. So keep an eye on our Twitter for those for sure. And then we're also looking later on in the summer, end of July, beginning of August sometime, we're looking to do sort of like a rapid recruiting event. We originally thought it was going to be a summertime, just-in-time virtual fair, but the system isn't going to be ready with the updates yet. And so we don't want to put students through the same experience they had in the spring where we know that it wasn't quite the right fit. So we're looking into doing these sort of rapid kind of conversations, kind of like an interview, but not really. It won't be an interview, but it'll be, we're really in the beginning stages of planning this, but it's going to be like 10 minute video chat conversations, hopefully, where you're just going to get in, ask your questions, talk about the job that their co-op or job that they're hiring for, and move on. So it'll be this hybrid virtual fair experience connected to real opportunities later on this summer that we're excited about, but we're still in the middle stages of planning. So we'll update you on what that's going to look like. And then in the fall, we know it's very unlikely that there's going to be in-person events of large scale. So we're going to be fully using the virtual fair and looking to create smaller, more targeted industry events. So the fair might not be all on one day. It might be multiple days over a week or over a couple of weeks based on what's good for each major's schedule. So those are the kinds of things that we're looking at is having more targeted events as well as hopefully having identity-based collaborations too. So creating virtual spaces for every student's need is something we're hoping to capitalize on with this transition to being able to host more kind of virtual events.
This is exciting news, Abby, and I look forward to hearing more about these online opportunities and upcoming virtual events that are being hosted by Co-ops and Careers. It also seems that it would be not only targeted but also major specific to students, and it will cater to the individual student's needs, which is very important. As we wrap up this episode, are there any final thoughts or comments on what we discussed today?
I have a couple of related thoughts based on frequently asked questions from students. Students hesitate and wonder whether to disturb or intrude on people during this time. And I recommend that they go ahead and reach out. It never hurts. And the way to go about that graciously is always to begin an email or a message with a statement about, I hope this email finds you well, or I hope you're doing okay during these unusual times. That sets off the right tone and makes everybody more comfortable with being connected. The other thing that I recommend is be patient. If it takes a while for someone to respond to you, it may take longer than usual because of everything that we're juggling right now while working remotely or in the face of a lot of changes. And one other thing students sometimes ask me is, should I apply for this job, even though I'm not sure whether it's remote or whether it's based on site? So Abby has helped us address that on WITWORKS. Now when there's a job posting in WITWORKS, employers select whether the job is remote, on-site, or some type of a hybrid. But if you're not on WITWORKS and you're looking around at jobs, I advise students, go ahead and apply anyway, and you can ask later about the logistics of the job. Don't take yourself out of consideration by not applying. Just apply, and then that can be sorted out later.
Thanks, Becky. I know that these tips and strategies you shared would be very helpful for students moving forward during this time.
I have one thing to add, Kiana, which is just that we're not the only ones hosting virtual events, and we're actually on our website. I know that you're going to be asking us, so I'll just share that now, coopsandcareers.wit.edu. If you go to the events page, we're actually listing any event that somebody is hosting that's open to students, that could be networking or skill building or whatever. So that's not the only place you can find those events, but I want to encourage students. There's an incredible eruption of opportunities out there. Be mindful of your Zoom burnout, but also there's so many opportunities being hosted by so many different professional organizations and companies and other schools that are opening them up to students. So, be on the lookout for everything, because I think it's an incredible opportunity to sort of expand your reach beyond just what you can attend in person.
Thanks, Abby, for that helpful reminder to encourage students to explore outside of Wentworth and to connect and network with other professional organizations, companies that are also sponsoring events that can help them in their career.
Great.
I know you just mentioned this, but can you remind our listeners how to get in touch with you individually, the Center for Co-ops and Careers, to learn more about the great work you're doing?
So like I said, you can check out our website, which is coopsandcareers.wit.edu. And on there, you'll see all sorts of information about what we're doing and how you can connect with other organizations. You can also connect with us on Twitter at WIT Co-ops and Careers. It's also the same on Instagram. Those are the two most active platforms we use. You can email me if you have any questions about the events that we host or the programming that our office puts together. My email is poberA@wit.edu. You could also just email our general email account, which is coopsandcareers@wit.edu. The person who manages that account will make sure that your message gets to the hands of the right person.
Yes. Also on our website, you'll find information about our staff. So co-op advising is responsibilities are dedicated to specific majors. So I've mentioned which majors I support. And then I have a handful of colleagues who each work with a couple of majors at Wentworth. That way you could find somebody who has a focus on your areas of interest. So do check that out. Our phones and our emails are there. Our office is still picking up our phone, by the way, even though we're remote, we're fully capable on the phones. So you can always call our general number, which is 617-989-4101. You can find us by email. We are meeting with students via Zoom and phone. So we're pretty easy to find. And I think that you'll find it really helpful to follow us on social media if you want to stay up to date about the work that we're doing.
Thanks again, Abby and Becky, for your time and joining me today to discuss this topic.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's really been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. We post new episodes every month. For more episodes and information, you can visit the WIT Online Learning Hub at sites.wit.edu/wit-online.